Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, as we anticipate Memorial Day, just a few days away, and Memorial Day to Labor Day, sort of our unofficial summer, it's also considered to be the most dangerous days on the road. The 100 deadliest days, in fact, is what a lot of safety advocates call that summertime stretch between Memorial Day and Labor Day, because teen traffic fatalities spike by nearly 26% compared with the rest of the year. Here to talk a little bit more about that is Department Vice President, Personal Lines, American Property Casualty Insurance Association, Bob Passmore. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Along with Senior Research Scientist at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, Rebecca Wiest. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
Bob, maybe you could talk a little bit about why this is such a dangerous time for teen drivers especially.
Yeah, well, distracted driving, this time of year, you've got a lot more people on the roads during the summer months. People are traveling, schools are out, roads are busier with vacation traffic, and you also have teen drivers out there with less structured days. So that kind of creates a perfect storm for particularly distraction-related crashes, because drivers are sometimes driving places they're not familiar with, they're using their GPS more frequently, or they've got children or pets in the car, or they decide to multitask on long trips. So distracted driving can particularly be a problem during the summer. But ultimately, it's also one that's preventable by staying focused on the wheel. That's really the simplest and most important thing that people can do to protect themselves and their passengers and everybody on the road.
Rebecca, what role do parents play in safety and keeping their teen drivers safe if they're going to hand the keys over to them?
Well, before the parents ever hand their keys over, before kids start driving, parents set the example that teens will follow. So the driving that you demonstrate and model for your kids is what they are going to accept as normal. So if you put your phone away while you're driving, if you turn on Do Not Disturb while driving, they are more likely to accept that as the thing that you do when you drive, when you buckle your seatbelt, when you don't speed, when you don't brake too hard or accelerate too hard, those kind of things. So setting a good example throughout the driving kind of throughout their childhood and as they're learning to drive. And then I think the biggest thing to keep in mind is, like, once kids can start driving independently, a lot of parents are like, cool, this is not my job anymore. Mm-hmm. But it still is, because they are still a beginner. So you need to take time, like maybe every week, to get in the car with the teen driver, even though they are able to drive independently, and check in on how they're doing, nip any bad habits in the bud, and reinforce good lessons.
Bob, a big concern for parents with new teen drivers in the household is what it's going to do to their insurance rate. What are some things they can do to keep their insurance rates down?
Well, adding a teen driver to an insurance policy is going to increase cost, because some of the things that Becca talked about, younger inexperienced drivers just get involved in more crashes. So aside from, making sure that your teen is focused on safety first and setting those clear expectations about avoiding risky behaviors like speeding and distracted driving, adding a new driver is actually a really good time to shop around for auto insurance. It seems a little counterintuitive, but a lot of insurers offer discounts for students who maintain good grades. And also every insurer, looks at, assesses risk maybe a little bit differently. So you may find that you can get a little bit better price from one carrier over another. So taking an hour or two to get some quotes and compare, at the very least, you'll find out that you're already getting the best price with the carrier you're with, but you also may have an opportunity to save some money too. So it's important to have those conversations with your insurer or your agent about discounts and making sure you have the right coverage. Actually, everybody should do that. And adding a new driver to your policy is a really good time to have those conversations.
Rebecca,
technology can also help. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't know. Go ahead.
Now, one other thing to consider is many insurers have telematics or usage-based insurance programs that reward safe driving habits, such as smooth braking and avoiding speeding and limiting your phone use. And those can be excellent tools teaching tools for talking with your teen about safe driving, since you get drive-by-drive feedback on how you did on that particular ride. That's a great vehicle for having those kind of discussions between parents and teens.
Absolutely. Really important stuff, especially as we head into the summer months. Where can parents and teens find more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
Well, you can go to apci.org/teen driver safety.
And you can also go to iihs.org/teens.
All right. Very good. Rebecca, Bob, appreciate it. Thanks so much.